place another hour here. I tend to cut into music very shortly these days because an hour just is not an awful lot of time. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots, and oh yes, all the rest of you as well. Welcome to another, what I hope will be a thought-provoking hour here of the flip side. Jeff Bennett sitting in for Robbie tonight, who's got the evening off. As a matter of fact, a lot of things are going to be happening. Robbie will be sitting in tomorrow on the National Intel Report for 2 hours for John Staffmiller, and therefore you will have me back here in this time slot for another hour. Next week, Robbie and I will be, to some degree, sharing some co-hosting duties on the National Intel Report, at least on Tuesday and Thursdays. I'll be joining for a portion of the two-hour segments, and I'll be sitting in here solo with you next Tuesday and Thursday evening, possibly another night as well. And my understanding in talking to my illustrious comrade in arms, so to speak, is that Robbie's planning on taking the following week off. He's got some personal and professional business to attend to, and he's going to be doing some traveling. So I'll be sitting in this chair for the week, Han Solo, as it were. Couple of quick things. Let's give you some fast market updates to open this hour with, because this hour is going to be fast, furious, thought-provoking, certainly going to anger some people. Stock markets today, the Dow Jones Industrial closed up a little bit more than 6.5 points to end the day at 11,304. The NASDAQ was up about 2.4 to end the day at 2137. The S&P was up 3 points to close just shy of 1,300. The big loser of the day was Dow Jones Transportations that were off 40 points. That's a pretty hefty drop in one day for transportation, certainly in excess of approximately a percent of drop in that arena. The metals, well, even in the after-hours markets, the metals are holding in the 619 to 620 per ounce area for gold. Silver holding at about 1230. Platinum up at around 1229. So that kind of gives you a quick idea. Yes, we're still in the relatively flat dog days of summer, but they are coming to a close, my friends. Durable goods orders pulled back in July. New home sales continue to slump, and therefore we saw stocks finish with that seesaw session today. Apple has recalled 1.8 million notebook batteries. The Food and Drug Administration's approved non-prescription sale of a morning-after pill. Yeah, well, I know a few mothers in this country that should have taken the pill the morning after, and we might not be facing the kind of politicians that are holding high office in this country today. And finally, before the break, I found this quite interesting. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, not Las Vegas, but Milwaukee has now been named America's drunkest city. Oh, it'll come as no surprise that the residents of a city known as, quote, the nation's watering hole, they, of course, have a beer or two. They make a few beers. But Milwaukee is not just your average brewing town. It is the hardest-drinking city in America. By the way, most party towns never even got into the top 10 in the survey, but Boston did, and guess who else? Austin, Texas. Stay with us on the flip side. Jeff Bennett here for the next hour. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Just come about, a dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about, a dollar
in? I like to think that interest comes out. Unfortunately, it doesn't come about in the form of payment to us, but they certainly take it out of our pocket, and that is of interest to me. I've got some things I want you to write down for the next few minutes. For those of you who have internet access, the email address I'm going to give you is an important one. Jeff, J-E-F-F, at rbnlive.com. If I'm incorrect about that, Mr. Producer, drop in and let me know. But I believe it's got to be an active one because it worked the other night. That's Jeff at rbnlive.com. And here's the reason why. One of my regular listeners and contributors to the Federal Observer, my website, sent me an email yesterday dealing with personal information. Your personal information. It is in a database, ladies and gentlemen. So what I share with you now is very important, and I want you to listen for just a moment. Beginning in July of this year, just a little over a month ago, a new database was made available to the general public, free of charge, that displays your personal information. Your names, your address, your phone numbers, your birth dates. Well, your social security number is available for a price, always for a price. Well, there's a database out there, and of course, if you don't, wish to email me, you don't have to. The website is at www.zaba.com. You type in your own name and you check it off. You'll be shocked. I want you to shoot me an email tonight, jeff@rbnlive.com, requesting the personal database information. I will send this to you so that you can go online and you can check it out for yourself. Also, the information is here where you can have all that information removed, and you may request to do so. And I think that's important to get done. Anytime you've got the ability to get your, your name out of the public record, so to speak, you want to attempt to do it. Jeff at rbnlive.com, request personal database info. I'm going to take the next few minutes to share with you some personal commentary, and we will then get to the main subject matter of this evening's program. For those of you who are listening tonight who may be longtime listeners of the broadcasts I've done over the years, maybe longtime readers of the Federal Observer, I no longer have the time to devote to the Observer that I once did. I realized late yesterday that upon the one-year anniversary of the Federal Observer, which took place back in July of 2002, I had already posted in excess of 3,500 columns, opinions, and editorials. Now, well in excess of 5 years into publication, that total number is less than three times that original one-year mark. You know, lack of personnel and time, in addition to a series of technical and personal events, have made it increasingly difficult to keep up with the needs and demands of my readers, hence lower readership than some years ago. Well, c'est la vie. Late yesterday afternoon, one of my regular readers, in fact the same individual who sent me the information on the database, frequent contributor in that respect, sent me a column written in May of this year by one Jerome Corsi, and it had been posted on a website called Human Events. The article was entitled, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. Well, let me share with you that I no longer understand the meaning of the terms conservative or liberal. So the Human Events self-titled National Conservative Weekly can sometimes be misleading. The publication boasts such well-known writers as Bob Novak and the Leggy Coulter Broad. I no longer understand where she's coming from. As to my way of thinking, she's become a venom-filled embarrassment to all. She doesn't have the ability of a Michelle Malkin, so she should just duct tape up her mouth and bare her legs for hosiery ads in a Sears catalog, because frankly, they're not meaty enough for Victoria's Secret. As to some of Human Events' other writers and contributors, there are far too many who have been members of various political administrations, some of whom have been a part of the problem for over three decades. It also includes publishers of some of America's largest and albeit controlled media newspapers and magazines, and educators from the public and private school systems, and more than its fair share of the representation of the oy vey crowd. Oh yes, there's even a few token Uncle Toms and Thomasinas thrown in to strike a balance. Conservative? My grandmother. Looks to me to be just another group of folks who have come together to lay down the Bush family recipe for global domination. You know, 8 years ago, under the Clintonistas, I was labeled a conservative. However, after having made that statement about the Bush family recipe that I just made, I'm now called a liberal. Well, the heck with them. Because frankly, I'm an American. The rest has no meaning. Being an American comes with a guidebook of sorts, ladies and gentlemen, or maybe even several of them. The Ten Commandments comes to mind, as does the Bill of Rights. Of course, the first of those two books is the law book by which all others are judged. Seems to me that some guy by the name of Heston or Moses had something to do with delivering those books. And with the second book comes duty and responsibility, the responsibility of standing up in the middle of your country and screaming fire when the first whisk of smoke appears. July of 1964 comes to mind with the Gulf of Tonkin lie, which allowed Johnson to hoodwink us into Vietnam. 1967 brought us the attack on the USS Liberty by our friends, the Israel liars. 1968 brought us the Democratic National Convention in Chicago and its exposure to the coming police state in America. In 1970, we were given a further preview while being slapped in the face at Kent State University. 72 brought us the break-in at the Watergate Hotel, which ultimately allowed the Zionist-controlled media to make sure that we wouldn't have Nixon to kick around anymore. 1992, the murder of Sam and Vicki Weaver, of which we spoke of the other evening. remember, in a place that doesn't exist, Ruby Ridge, Idaho. And a few months later, the government's brutal carnage upon the Branch Davidians at Mount Carmel, in a place outside of Waco, Texas. And that same year, there was an attempt to blow up the World Trade Center. Well, it took 8 more years for the plot to be hatched. And while Clinton got blown, the world was getting blown up, as happened in Oklahoma City. It seemed to me that there have been many brush fires in the past 4 decades, but it seems that until lately, no one could smell the smoke. And as most of us were taught as youngsters, where there's smoke, there is fire. You know, fire is usually reserved for the hottest places in hell, and so it is each day in Washington, D.C., where the devil's handmaidens are doing their best or worst to see that we, as a nation, burn, baby, burn. We have wrought what we have sought, and the time will soon come when we will pay the piper. We've sold ourselves out to their master, and the end result will not be pretty. Well, I guess I've gotten off the track of the direction I'd intended when I began that rant. My intent was to reference my readers to another column posted on Human Events entitled Time to Profile Airline Passengers. Interesting, having posted this column last night, a good friend of mine, Father O'Leary, sent me a column today about profiling airline passengers. And it's interesting because this particular one smacked of the ACLU, setting people up, forcing them to get profiled just so they could sue. But I want you to consider this, ladies and gentlemen. With the illegal invasion of America long underway, and 5 years into a post-9-1-1 world with Homeland Security and the various Patriot Acts in place, along with the coming North American Union, discussion of profiling comes just a wee bit too late, unless we begin to profile every elected official in the land, regardless of polecat, I mean political affiliation. The time has long since passed that we profile the real terrorists and enemies of the state in this nation of ours. And then, as we would do with sex offenders, make sure that everyone knows where they live so they can never violate us again. Come on, America. Get up off your dead, fat, lazy posteriors and do what you know must be done. Profile them and kick the ladies and gentlemen of the Congress out. Every damned good, bad, and butt ugly one of them. You feel lucky, punk? Hang them high, each and every one, without apology. And I'll not close at that point, because then our producer will think I'm hanging up the phone early. We don't do those things. Not bad. We got that in a fairly short period of time. That particular column I just shared with you was an unusual one, because I originally set out to make that no more than 2 to 3 paragraphs, because it was designed to just make a quickie comment. And the more I wrote, the more I got carried away, and the more I became guided to write even more. Now, I will share with you that the printed version of that which I just read to you is a little bit more vulgar than what I shared with you on the air. You certainly can find it if you'd like to read it for yourself and share it with others by going to www.federalobserver.com. That's one word, FederalObserver, federalobserver.com. And click on the heading, Without Apology, Time to Profile Elected Officials. I think the time is here and gone. Some other interesting postings we did today under the heading Point Blank, a column entitled The U.S. and Israel Stand Alone. It is a reprinting of the recent interview that former President Jimmy Carter did with Der Spiegel magazine, the German publication. And I must share with you, I spent quite a bit of time writing a specific foreword to that column last night. I invite you to go take a look at it. I think you'll find it very thought-provoking if you have concerns about what's been going on in the Middle East, certainly the role that Israel plays in the continual turmoil over there. I mean, it's not just a one-sided street, but what I found quite interesting is the candor of Jimmy Carter in this particular instance, as with most people. Not all that he has ever said or done is good, and not all of it is bad. I hate to say this, but I think I'd be preferring to sit down and have dinner with Jimmy Carter than I would our current commander-in-chief. So give those things some thought, won't you? And I do invite you to go read them. Also peruse the Observer. There's a segment which I've not had open very much the last couple of years entitled, What Price Israel? 10 Key Questions for Israeli Zionists. Rita, if you're out there listening tonight, I know that you will appreciate it. And I, by the way, do want to thank all those who did call in on the program the other evening. At present time, I won't be taking calls right now on this program tonight, so do stay with us, however. I want to take you down to the subject of tonight's program. Obviously, this program and this hour is sponsored not in part, but almost as a whole, by the Republic Trading Group. This is the main financial artery of the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are purveyors of gold and silver and platinum and generic coins and gold bullion and silver bullion coins and rounds and all sorts of good stuff. That's what we do. Why? Listen to the words of Richard Russell. Now, Richard Russell, I was not aware of the fact, is 82 years old, publisher of the Russell Report. In his latest column, published yesterday, entitled, I Believe the Dollar is Doomed. Oh, not another one of these doomsday programs. Oh, Bennett, why do you give us this kind of information? You keep telling us this stuff, but the world goes round and on and on, and this stuff's not coming to pass. You and Robbie are wacky when you start talking to us about this economic stuff. Well, let's just see how wacky Robbie and I are. By the way, Robbie, once again, will be filling in for John Statmiller tomorrow afternoon for the full 2-hour segment of the National Intel Report. I know what Robbie's going to be talking about. I think you're going to find it a fascinating 2 hours. There's been some major financial and political upheaval taking place within a single country in the world this very week. Well, the mainstream American news doesn't talk about it because, frankly, they don't think it affects them. I also think they don't talk about it because they don't want us to get a better sign of what's to come in this country. Tune in to the National Intel Report with Robbie tomorrow. I think you're going to find it quite fascinating. Well, there'll be some of his own personal history in this story, but I'll tell you what, he is working diligently on this. That's something we generally don't do. I can put a program together in 10 minutes and move forward, and that's it. Robbie just kind of does his thing, but I'll tell you, he's putting forth some effort on this program tomorrow, so you don't want to miss it. Richard Russell. He opens by saying, and this is actually a quote from the No Money Down disaster, which appears in this week's Barron's magazine. This quote says, by any traditional valuation, housing prices at the end of 2005 were 30 to 50% too high. Others have pointed this out, but few had the nerve to state the obvious. Even if wages in the GDP, gross domestic product, grew, the national median price of housing will probably fall by close to 30% over the next 3 years. That is simple reversion to the mean. End quote. Russell continues, the bond market turned up decisively on June 28th with interest rates simultaneously heading down. Now, the stock market loves lower rates, he says, and last week we saw the market up 5 days in a row. That has not happened since last April. The stock market's first reaction was to accept lower interest rates as a plus. This, rather than accepting lower rates as a forecast of declining business ahead. And so, the question, was the stock market simply bouncing up from an oversold condition, or does the stock market know something that you and I do not? You can get every answer under the sun from that question. For instance, Abby Cohen, a non-Southern Baptist of Goldman Sachs, believes that stocks are undervalued by as much as 15% and will be heading higher. But the Congressional Budget Office sees a drop of 8% in corporate tax intake next year and a trend to lower corporate tax intake running through 2010. Now, if the Congressional Budget Office sees this continual decline in corporate tax intake, then they're admitting to the fact the economy is in deep doo-doo. This is dangerous territory for comments, Russell continues, but his initial impression was that the stock market rally was a phony. And he says that because he never saw the rising volume, the new highs, all the items that tell us that important institutional money was coming into the market. He says subsequent action could prove him wrong, but that's the way he sees it after studying last week's statistics. Now, here's something interesting. Right smack dab in the middle of his column, he decides to insert this. Now, I want to say something about gold, he says. I'm almost sick of all the analysis of every minor move in gold. It's overbought. It's consolidating. It's topping out. It's getting too much publicity. The commercials are doing this. They're doing that. Russell says, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I don't really give a damn, he says, about all the daily comments on gold coming from the so-called experts. Here is what Russell says he has done. He says, when I look at my total assets, I put gold into a separate column. I don't place it in my asset column at all. I simply keep a total in my head. The total is deal with is ounces of gold that I own, and I don't calculate the price. I do that, he says, because I have no plans ever to sell my gold. I don't care whether the gold price drops to 300 or whether gold rises to 3,000. I consider gold as an asset that I want to own no matter what. You see, he says, I believe the dollar is doomed. Just as every fiat currency ever created by man has been doomed, I believe the dollar is also doomed. And I say this because it's in the nature of politicians to spend a paper currency into worthlessness. Under the fiat paper system, there's no restriction on what politicians will spend. After all, my friends, spending is the way the politicians give the electorate what it wants. Spending is the way our politicians get elected. And remember, this is an election year. Thus, the demise of the dollar is not a question of whether. It is a question of when. When Alan Greenspan took over the Fed, the dollar seemed to be in fair shape, and the U.S. was a major creditor. But in the 18 year of the Greenspan reign, the dollar lost roughly 50% of its purchasing power, and today the U.S. is the world's greatest debtor. On that basis, Russell says, he expects the purchasing power of the dollar to decline considerably faster than it did, even under the Greenspan years. This is why Russell is not personally interested in analyzing gold on a daily or weekly or a monthly basis. And you see, that's interesting because I don't consider myself to be the expert that Russell is. But let me share something with you. What he says makes absolute common sense. It's what I've been telling people. People call up and say, what's gold going for? What's silver going for? What's it worth right now? What spot? Well, you know what? I tell people I don't know, and they're shocked. And I'll tell you why when we come back from this break. Stick around for the second half hour of The Flip Side. I'll be with you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN self-reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, you know the bottom's falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's falling out. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide.
And we are back. Last half hour goes pretty quickly. Welcome back to the Flip Side. Jeff Bennett sitting in for Robbie tonight. It's not so much a sitting in. We kind of share the hosting duties of this hour. I know it's not listed that way at the website, but maybe someday we'll get that sorted out. And we each have different approaches in how we do what we do. Our rhythms are radically different. That's what actually makes it difficult for the two of us to do a program together, because we do have different rhythms and different ways of approaching what we talk about. Before we get back to the topic we were discussing before the break, I have to share with you the response that we are getting to these little email offerings we're making is quite astounding to me. I talked at the beginning of the program, for those of you who may have joined us late, about a piece of information we have entitled Personal Information Database. And to review it, beginning in July of this year, a new database has been made available to the general public free of charge that displays all of our personal information, our names, addresses, phone numbers, our birth dates, etc., etc. And I'll tell you what, it is shocking what you can find when you go there. Send me an email tonight, just under the subject matter, call it personal database. I will send you back this brief little three-paragraph piece that will tell you not only how to go see what they've got on you, but there's also a link in here that will allow you to go back in there to request that that information be removed. Send me the email. Send that request to Jeff, J-E-F-F, at rbnlive.com. And later this evening, after we're off the air and we've settled down a little bit, I will get those I will respond to each and every one of those emails. Thank you. It tells me there's some of you listening, including some folks that claim they're first-time listeners, new listeners, et cetera, et cetera. Glad to have you out there. A real nice note from my buddy Cat World and some other good stuff. My friend Lee. Lee, haven't talked to you in a while. Glad to see you up there and you're on the Internet. Let's go back to the topic we're talking about. Richard Russell talking about the reasons that he owns gold and saying that whether gold drops to $300 or goes to $3,000, it's an asset he will never divest himself of. And he talks about what happened under the 18 years of the Greenspan reign at the head of the Federal Reserve, how the dollar lost approximately 50% of its purchasing power. But today, 18, 19 years later, as opposed to being one of the major creditor nations of the world, we are, in fact, the world's greatest debtor. He says on that basis, he expects the purchasing power of the dollar to decline faster than it did even under the Greenspan years. And then he goes on to say, that is why I am not personally interested in analyzing gold on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. And I mentioned to you before the break that surprises people when I tell them the same thing. They'll call up and say, well, Jeff, what's an ounce of gold going for right now? What's spot gold or platinum or silver? And I tell them, I don't know. I'll have to look. And they are shocked at that, but there's a reason for it, because I don't pay that much attention to the moment-to-moment movement of gold, and neither should you. Russell goes on to say, I know that ultimately gold will possess real purchasing power when the dollar becomes a worthless piece of paper. When the dollar becomes a worthless piece of paper. And it's for more of that kind of information that you want to make sure you tune into the National Intel Report tomorrow to listen to Robbie Noel's two-hour dissertation that is going to come as a shock to many people. Richard Russell goes on to say, I am 82 years old. I've seen what has happened to the purchasing power of the dollar in my lifetime. That's not going to change, and it doesn't seem that politicians are going to change. And so when it comes to gold, I'm only interested in one thing. How many ounces do I own, and whether I want to add more today or whether I want to wait a while before adding more? From an investment standpoint, he says, my advice is to accumulate the metal and forget the trend. The trend you see is for fun. The long-term meaning of gold is a matter of financial survival. But what about the target price for gold? Many people ask. Is gold going to go to $1,000 an ounce, Bennett? Is it going to go to $2,000? Some people have said it's going to go to $3,000 or $4,000 an ounce. When is that going to happen, Bennett? Russell says, forget it. You're better off to ask, what is the future purchasing power of your dollar? That is a question I can answer. The future purchasing power of the dollar is zero. Nada. Niente. Zip. Nothing. What is the future of the purchasing power of the dollar? Zero. Under the current system, you see, with a central bank creating and controlling this thing we call money, you are guaranteed, my friends, to lose purchasing power two different ways, one by taxes and the other by inflation. I may not have put it this way for quite some time, but the central bank system, the so-called Federal Reserve, is the greatest scam ever perpetrated on an ignorant public. But the eternal enemy of every central bank is what? Gold. You see, the Federal Reserve under Greenspan refused to allow the economy to correct, thus holding the inevitable bear market at bay. The Fed did this by allowing tech to reach bubble status And when the tech bubble fell apart, Greenspan lowered rates to 1%, blew up the money supply, and created the housing bubble. And now the housing bubble is deflating, and Bernanke may not be willing to create a third bubble. Assuming that maybe he even could. I mean, Bernanke creating a bubble is like George Bush creating a peaceful world. Can't be done. It is conceivable, Russell continues, that a new war on terror will suffice for a third bubble. But each successive bubble requires more spending, more credit, probably low interest rates. I don't know about you folks, but the average listener out there, the average U.S. consumer is tapped out. I talked to my friend Fred Ferndot sometime today. And apparently it's announced that Walmart has had their first negative quarter in 10 years. Walmart. Walmart. That means even the people who spend their money at Walmart aren't spending. The U.S. consumer is tapped out. U.S. corporations are, in general, holding on to their cash. It's now up to the government to do the spending, to create the next bubble. But aside from wild spending, what the U.S. government is creating is increasing debt and future liabilities. The dollar will be under pressure from deficits in U.S. trade and budget and its current account. The U.S. has become a giant credit, a debt, a deficit balloon. Can the giant debt balloon be kept afloat? That's what we're going to find out in the coming months. Think about the United States of America as a hot air balloon. Of course, most of the hot air emanates from D.C., which is a lot to do with the column I shared with you earlier this evening. Now think about that hot air balloon getting up over the deserts of New Mexico and Arizona, up in Oregon, places that have unbelievable balloon presentations once a year or so. Festivals, I guess they're called. And at some point in time, some of those balloons run out of fuel, and they come crashing down. And others, the balloon is so overinflated that it bursts, and it comes crashing down. And that is very much what we face in this country. Our debt, our deficit, our budget, our U.S. trade, all of these things are nothing but a massive balloon show. Which one is going to come crashing down first and bring the dollar along with it and bring America down along with it? Because while all of this is going on, while we continue to play tic-tac-toe, the U.S. survives by selling pieces of herself to the rest of the world to the tune of $2.4 billion a day. That's right. The United States of America survives today only because our elected officials are selling pieces of this nation to the rest of the world. For $2.4 billion a day, how long can this go on before reality strikes? And while advice to follow the money has been given far too often, it can remain good wisdom. Money is moving to where it is safest and likely to rise in purchasing power. Individuals have understood for more than 40 years that they cannot trust their government to maintain the purchasing power of this national money. That phenomenon of individuals moving to money in which they have a higher faith, a moneyization, is a real-world phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen. And therefore, I suggest to you that a small, simple shift of that money into gold might be a wise decision to make at this time before the summer is over and the markets begin to rise once more as they do? Think about that. Richard Russell, at the age of 82, has more knowledge, more wisdom about overall economics. He has lived through over eight decades of that which I speak of. I have been here just shy of six decades. But that additional 23 years that he has on me is not because of age. It's because what happened during that additional 23 years. FDR and the raw deal. Russell primarily sells a financial newsletter. I don't necessarily promote it, but I certainly promote the things he talks about because I understand it. And so you do have to ask yourself several questions. Can this giant debt balloon called the United States of America be kept afloat under the current management? I think that's a pretty simple one. And when we understand that this country is selling us off so they can raise $2.4 billion a day, how long can it go on before reality strikes? You think it doesn't affect you? Au contraire. And so when, in closing, when they say the phenomenon of individuals, you, me, moving our money into an area which we have a higher faith is a real world phenomenon. And it's one that goes back for many thousands of years. And so I do suggest a small, simple shift of some of those dollars into gold while you can still do it. I think it is a very wise decision at this time. But according to Richard Russell, it's a wise decision at any time. Whether gold is at $300 an ounce or $3,000 an ounce, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain that's manipulating the day-to-day value. Buy it for what it is, its ounceage, and put it away. Don't count your money. Count your ounces. And that is what we try to bring to you. Now, the other evening, and it's still the best buy right now. The other evening, we were on the air Tuesday when I sat in this chair, talking to you about French 20-franc pieces. Now, we can get Swiss 20 francs or Italian 20 liras, Greek drachmas upon rare occasion, even the Russian 7.5 ruble, the same exact size, weight, and purity, the Austrian 20 franc, the Belgian 20 franc, all coins minted prior to World War I. And I like them because they're fifth of an ounce. I like them because of the purity factor. They're not a, you know, the overall weight of the coin is roughly a fifth of an ounce. The net gold content is slightly under 0.1867 is the net gold content. I'm amazed, folks. You just keep sending in those requests. And there are a lot of them here, folks. I'm absolutely shocked at the number of responses we've had. Thanks for being out there listening. This is quite amazing to me. People are requesting this personal database information. Gold today is trading in the $620 to $622 an ounce range. At some point, it was a little higher than that, $623, $624. Take advantage of the dips. Is it going to dip more? Certainly possible. Don't roll the dice. Don't gamble, because it can just as easily go the other way and you lose your ability to take advantage of it. And so I go back to the well, and the reason I like the French 20-franc roosters are their beauty. To me, I think it's one of the most elegant, exquisite, fractional gold coins ever minted anywhere in the world. They stopped minting them in 1914, nearly 100 years old or older. Just exquisite pieces. The 20-franc coin, or a 20 drachma, or a 20 lira. Why were they all the same weight, the same purity? Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. 100 is a full unit of monetary measure. Most of the countries of Europe at that time chose to mint a coin of precisely the exact same weight, size, and purity. The only difference was what nation had the coin struck, which ruler's face or likeness was stamped on the coin, and which coat of arms was stamped on the back. That was pretty much the only difference. Now, you see, to my way of thinking, to go back around 1910, 1911, and be able to go on a little tour for the weekend. I want to go to Switzerland. I want to go to France. I want to go to Austria, to Belgium. I want to go to maybe Italy, and we'll just take a little trip over to the Greek Isles. And it doesn't matter, but all I've got in my pocket is French 20-franc roosters. And each one of them spent in all the other countries exactly the same way that that country's own respective lira or drachma or 20-franc piece would spend. 20 is one-fifth of 100, hence it was referred to as a one-fifth ounce gold coin. Once again, the net gold content in each of these, 0.1867, minted 1914 or before, that makes them historical. That makes them non-reportable when you buy or sell. It allows you to liquidate one or two pieces at a time as you need to, if it should ever get to that. I love them. And they really are my personal favorite of all the pieces I've ever dealt with. And you can acquire these beautiful one-fifth ounce pieces tonight for $128 a coin. $128 a coin. The minimum purchase of 5 coins. That's going to give you approximately an ounce, just a little less than an ounce. Now, you start to compare that with what you're going to pay for some of the other fractional modern-day issues, and you find out it's a marvelous bargain. You're holding history in your hands at a marvelous price, an affordable commodity, as it were. You're converting questionably valued, declining value dollars into something that ain't never going to go to zero. Let me break it down. You want to buy 5 coins? $640. You want to buy a half a roll of 20, it's $2,560. A roll of 40 is $5,120. 100 piece, $12,800. You want to bite the big one? You want to call me tomorrow? You want to call me tonight and order the mega pack, 500 pieces of French 20-franc roosters? $62,805 if I've done the math right. Oh, and by the way, if you purchase a half a roll or more, 20 coins or more tonight, free shipping. Free shipping, handling, and insurance. How do you do that? You call the Republic Trading Group. Look, I'm up late. I work out of my home. My offices and studios have been in my home for years. No, I'm not in Round Rock. I'm not in Austin. Most of you know I'm in Arizona. It's the wonders of modern-day electronics. I represent the Republic Trading Group, and I don't have to move to Round Rock. 1-800-691-7898. Now, I'm still going to be on the air for another 5, 6, 7 minutes. Robbie may or may not be in his office. I know he's preparing for some things coming up in the next few days. But as soon as this program's over, if you've been thinking gold, if you have a distinct understanding of what I tried to share with you tonight with the words of Richard Russell, take advantage of this. This is a great way to support the network, and it's a great way to help prepare your own family for the uncertainty of what's coming down the road. 1-800-691-7898. Be prepared to place your order. Now look, if you get our voicemail, I've got to emphasize this. We had a gentleman call the other night, left me his work number. He didn't leave me a last name, left me a phone number that I called there. I get a voicemail. I don't even know who I'm leaving a message for. If you call us at 1-800-691-7898 and you get a voicemail, leave your name. First name, last name. Speak slowly. Speak clearly. Don't rattle it off so fast because you're from Yonkers that I can't pick up the phone number. But leave a phone number. Let us know when the best time is to call you back or how late we can call you back. I'll try to get back to you tonight. But the fact of the matter is we do this for a reason. I'm on the phone from the minute I walk in this office this morning until obviously it's nearly 6 o'clock at night my time, Pacific time. That means 9 p.m. your time on the East Coast for some of you, 8 p.m. Central time. And the fact of the matter is, I am on the phone most of the day. Occasionally, I got to walk down the hall to the library, if you catch my drift. Sometimes, got to go into the kitchen and grab some water. It's not always possible to answer each and every call when you come in. We're not taking your number so we can turn you in, or rat on you, or turn it over, or sell it to somebody. We want it so we can get back to you to serve your needs. Somebody's called here 7 or 8 times in the last 2 days, and they get the voicemail, they instantly hang up. I can't help that if I'm on the phone. And Robbie's in the same situation. I serve each client one-on-one. I don't like interruptions of other phone calls. Rarely will I ever say, can you hold a minute where I can grab another call, but sometimes I'm forced to do it. And usually when I do, I'll take their name and number and call them right back. Take advantage of this. 1-800-691-7898. Republic Trading Group. This is a marvelous offering on these French 20-franc roosters. I've seen them higher priced. I've seen them lower priced. You know, it was only 3-4 years ago I was selling these very same coins for about $65 to $70 a piece. They're roughly twice that today, and they're less than half where they're going to be. So take advantage of it now. If you've got access to the funds, if you've got something you want to protect, then by all means, pick up the phone, call us. I've got some things we'll do to expedite your delivery as much as we possibly can. You'll need to work with us very closely over the next week to week and a half. As many of you know, the main offices will be closed. The guys will be in the studio. Robbie and I will be out here to take care of business for RTG. So we'll walk you through how to do it all. But you got to give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. One more time, by the way, don't forget that email address, Jeff, J-E-F-F, at rbnlive.com. Later this evening, I will send you out the information about the personal information database. So you can go find out what kind of information they've got on you. And secondly, how you can opt out of it and instruct them to get you out of there. If you're concerned about your privacy, you want it, you have to have it. For those of you who are unable to email to us, maybe you can get on the computer at work or at the library, go to www.zabasearch.com. Hey, the music man says it's time for me to go. This has been a fast hour. It's been an enjoyable hour. I hope you've learned as much as I have. Don't forget Robbie's 2-hour stint on the National Intel Report tomorrow. You do not want to miss it. I'll be back here in this chair at this hour tomorrow evening. Until such time as the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. On behalf of Robbie Noel and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.